Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, you're listening to 5-Minute Folklore with me, Bob Shoy. Today's topic is Selkies, whose origins are Scottish, but can also be found in Irish and Icelandic folklore, among maybe a few others. They're the most prominent. This is one of the most requested topics that I had when I originally put out the idea for this podcast on Twitter. I asked Twitter the most popular folklore creatures and figures and tales and everything for an idea I had. And which turned out to be this, and I got many, many responses thanks to the Folklore Thursday hashtag, and this was the most popular, so I thought I'd get it out of the way early. So thanks to everyone who helped out with the suggestions. There's lots of stories about Selkies, mostly tragic, but I'm going to tell a version of one of the most famous ones today before looking further into the mythology and other interpretations and appearances of Selkies. So anyway, here's today's 5-Minute Folklore, the story of Kopakonan, or the Seal Woman. The story of Kopakonan, the Seal Woman. Long ago, in the village of Mikla Dalur, on the island of Kalsoy, of the Faroe Islands, north of Scotland, a young farmer was pondering tales he had heard of Selkies. He had been told that those who took their own lives in the ocean would become seals, and that they were permitted to return to the land for just one night each year. On the 13th day of the year, he snuck down to the beach to see if the stories were true. He arrived before the sun went down, hid behind a large rock, and waited. Eventually he saw them, droves of seals swimming towards the land. It was true. When they reached the land, they removed their skin and cast it aside. Underneath, they looked no different to humans. The farmer's eyes fixed onto a beautiful girl, and his heart was beating strongly as she walked towards him. She lay her seal skin close to him, but did not see him. Once all the seal people had gathered, they began to dance and play through the night. Whilst they frolicked, the farmer quietly reached out for the skin that had been discarded near to him. He went unnoticed. When the sun began to rise, the seal people quickly ceased their fun and reclaimed their skins to put them back on and return to the sea. Only one remained, the pretty girl whose skin the farmer had taken. She started to panic, but continued to search as she could smell that her seal skin was still nearby. Once he was sure that no one else was left, the young farmer stepped out with the skin in his hand.
Ah, my skin! Please give it back to me,
she asked.
No.
Please,
she begged.
Please, I need it.
If the stories I've heard are true, then as long as I have this...
He motioned to the skin that he clutched in his hands.
You are bound to me. You are obligated to love me and be my companion.
He turned towards his home, and she followed. The seal girl became his wife, and they had children together. He locked away her skin in a chest and kept the key on him at all times, worn around his belt on a chain. Many years later, the farmer was fishing with some friends and suddenly realised that he had left the key behind. In panic, he called out,
"Today, I shall lose my wife."
Surprising the other men, he explained everything to them, and they quickly turned back to the land. He ran home to find his wife was gone and his children waiting for him. Sometime later, the farmer joined some of the other men on the island to hunt the coastal caverns for seals. His selkie bride appeared to him in a dream the night before and pleaded that if he was to go on the hunt, to spare a large bull seal and two pups that resided in one of the caverns, whose coats she described to him, for they were her true husband and children. The farmer ignored the plea, and he and the other men killed as many seals as they could. His reward for the day was a large bull seal and the flippers of two seal pups. That night, he planned to dine on the pups' flippers and the bull seal's head. When he had finished cooking, he heard a loud noise from within his home. A frightening and hideous troll entered the room and gazed upon the meal.
"Here lie the head of my husband with his broad nostrils, the hand of Harek, and the foot of Frederick. Now there shall be revenge. Revenge on the men of Mikla Dalur, and some will die at sea, and others fall from the mountaintops, until there be as many dead as can link hands all around the shores of the Isle of Kalsoy."
Then she vanished, and there was thunder in the sky. From that day forth, whenever a man died on the island from drowning or falling, the islanders knew that the seal woman's revenge was not yet complete. Okay, so hopefully you enjoyed the story. The town that featured in it, Mikla Dalur, is absolutely a real place. And in 2014, there was even a statue of Kopakonan, the seal woman, raised on the rocks around the coast. I've seen pictures of it, and there's often waves crashing against it. So I definitely recommend giving that a search online to see for yourself. So the story I told was based off one of the most famous Selkie tales, but there are lots more out there as well. They're mostly romantic and nearly always have tragic endings. So now we're going to take a bit more of an in-depth look at Selkies, what they are, where they come from, the origins of the mythology, etc.
Though her eyes shine bright, she shivers with cold. Bring her from the far side and warm up her soul. For she radiates a beauty like the sea, I am told. For she radiates a beauty like the sea, I am told.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High-quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
So, what are they? As you heard in the story, Selkies are mythological shapeshifters with the ability to shed their own skin to transform from seal to human. Most Selkie tales happen in and around the Orkney Islands. In my story, I referred to them as being those who had taken their own life at sea, which is one of the beliefs, others being that they are fallen angels, the souls of the drowned, or humans who have committed bad deeds in their life, or combinations of those things. I also said about them being able to only visit the land on the 13th day of the year. There are many variations on when and how often they can come ashore, such as every ninth night, every seventh stream, every full moon, every new moon, only on Midsummer's Eve, or even just whenever they choose to. Another belief is that Selkies can only remain on land for a short time, and if they stay too long, they have to wait 7 years for the chance to return to sea again, unless they're being kept on land against their will, in which case they're free to return whenever they reclaim their skin. They're usually portrayed as gentle and, when in human form, beautiful and desirable, as well as being amorous and affectionate. And that's not just the Selkie women, as portrayed in my story, it's the men as well. Many tales involving Selkie men involve them having almost hypnotic beauty and seductiveness to human women. The Selkie men would come on land and seek out women to satisfy. If a woman wanted to call a Selkie male to her, she would have to go to the sea, shed 7 tears into it at high tide, then he would come visit her to engage in unlawful love. Women who went missing were often thought to have been taken into the sea by their Selkie lovers. Some stories from Shetland have Selkies, male and female, luring islanders into the sea at midsummer, with the lovelorn humans never returning to dry land. So just as the human women fall over themselves at the sight of a Selkie man, Selkie women are equally desirable to human men. And many stories, like the one I told, involve men stealing the skin of a Selkie girl to trap her on land with him, as apparently Selkie women made for excellent wives and mothers due to their affectionate nature. So, you know, these island folk, they wanted a Selkie bride for themselves. Many stories say that as long as a man was in possession of the skin, then the Selkie woman would feel obliged to love him and be with him, and actually feel a genuine affection for her captor. That is until the time that she reclaimed the skin into her possession, in which she would be compelled to return to the sea regardless of whether she was happy with her life on land or how much she had loved her human family. Sometimes upon returning, she would take the children that she'd had on land with her into the sea as well. So as I've said, they're usually portrayed as gentle creatures, but long ago, and many people were actually afraid of them. If a child was due to go on a voyage, worrying mothers would make their daughters paint a cross on their breasts before heading out to sea.
For her people are ancient and tied to the sea. Some call them the Silkies and others the Seals. Beware of the Silkie, she'll capture your heart. And then from the ocean you never will part. And then from the ocean you never will part.
So that's a little bit more about the mythology of them and what they are. But let's take a look at the origins. So where does the name come from? I mentioned the Orkney Islands before. And the word for seal in Orcadian dialect is simply Selkie. So there's an obvious link there. But it's also thought to derive from the early Scottish word for seal, which is selic or selich. In different regions and stories as well, they're often referred to as different names. So as well as Selkies, you often sometimes see them referred to as Silkies or Selchies or Selkie folk. And in Gaelic stories, the same name is used for Selkies as is used for mermaids, which, and I might mispronounce this, Maidin Mahara, which translates to Maiden of the Sea. And there's rarely a differentiation between like Selkies or mermaids or other sea mythological creatures.
From the sea, blessed be, I'm from the sea. Waves crashed out over me from the sea. Return me to the sea, to the sea. I'm from the sea. Waves crash down over me. Blessed be.
So where did the idea of the Selkie come from? So there's loads of theories on this. I've got four possibilities here for where the legends of Selkies could have originated. But if you do a bit more searching, there's plenty more as well. So I'm just going to run through these ones. Number one, some think that the idea of Selkies is simply due to the very human-like eyes of seals, which is something I hadn't noticed. I don't know if that's a well-known idea, but apparently seals have these very human-like eyes. And some people think it simply comes from that. Number two, some think that Selkies originate from Finnish and Sami men and women arriving to Scotland with fur and sealskin clothing. So when they took off all their coats and clothing and laid them on the beach and lie down next to them, waiting for them to dry out, some think it looked as if they'd removed their skin to come on land. So that's another idea. Number three, another belief, is that it was shipwrecked Spaniards with their long, wet, jet-black hair that they resembled seals when they washed ashore. And number four, it's possible that there's a link to the Scandinavian myths of the Finnfolk, which I'm not going to go into, as I may talk about another time.
I've been searching for you, love, through ages untold. Now that I've found you, I'll never let go. I feel you are a silky from deep within my soul. I feel you are a silky from deep within my soul.
So obviously Selkie stories have been around for many years, and they've appeared in media, books, songs, films. So I'm going to take a little look at that. There's a very famous song about a Selkie, which I'll talk more about at the very end. But they've also appeared in many films. There's one I want to recommend in particular, which I watched not too long ago. My girlfriend and I really enjoyed it. It's called Song of the Sea. It's an animated film about a little Selkie girl and her brother, which came out in 2014. So if you're a fan of animation, as I am, then you should definitely give that a watch. But they've also appeared in many other films, including 1994's The Secret of Rowan Inish, the 2000 film simply titled Selkie, and 2009's Odine, starring Colin Farrell. And there's also numerous books written about Selkies. One example being Home from the Sea, which is part of Mercedes Lackey's popular Elemental Masters series.
From the sea, blessed be, I'm from the sea. Waves crash down over me from the sea. Return me to the sea, to the sea, I'm from the sea. Waves crash down over me, blessed be.
So now I'm going to tell another famous Selkie story, and I'm not giving it the full works, like the one at the beginning, but I just thought I'd briefly go over this one because it's another very well-known one. And this one's known as the Goodman O'Wasness. So in it, the titular Goodman is a hard-working and attractive man who is seen as old before his time by others on his home island. He's uninterested in women, even though he's sought after by many of them on the island. And when asked why, he responds,
"Women are like many other things in this weary world, only sent as a trial to men, and I have enough trials without being tried by a wife. If that old fool Adam had not been bewitched by his wife, he might still be in the Garden of Eden to this day."
So one afternoon, Goodman is wandering along the coast and sees a group of Selkie folk laying on the rocks, relaxing. He creeps closer, but is eventually spotted, and all the Selkies quickly grab for their skins and take off into the sea. But Goodman is quick and manages to snatch one up before it can be retrieved. The girl it belongs to begs for him to return it to her, but he refuses.
No.
She cries and cries.
Oh, please.
He still refuses, but he feels himself falling in love with her. So he says that she will have to remain on the island with him as his wife.
As my wife.
So, similar to the earlier story, they marry and have children. One day, Goodman and all but one of the children head off on a fishing trip. One of the daughters has hurt her foot, so she remains at home with the mother. As soon as the father is out of the house, the girl sees her mother frantically searching, and so asks what she is looking for. Her mother responds,
"Oh, child, don't tell, but I'm looking for a pretty skin to make a shoe that would cure your sore feet."
The daughter tells her mother that she saw her father with it one day and shows her where he hid it.
"I know where it is."
The mother quickly grabs the skin and flees from the house to return to the sea. On the boat, Goodman sees two seals, and one of them calls out to him.
Farewell, Goodman of Westness. Farewell to you. I liked you because you were good to me, but I love my husband from the sea more.
And that's the last time Goodman saw his wife. From that day on, and into his old age, he was often seen wandering the shore, looking out to the sea for her.
Fear not the sea, young man, she sang, and into the ocean they skipped from the sand, for nevermore would they tread on the earth, spellbound by the ocean, a silky rebirth. Spellbound by the ocean, a silky rebirth. Spellbound by the ocean, a silky rebirth.
So there you go, lots of stories about these men from the islands tricking these Selkies into forcibly being their wife, which seems very strange, but it's all part of this mythology. So I'm going to start wrapping up. I just have one more quick fact for you. Children born with webbed fingers or toes were once thought to be the result of a union between humans and Selkies, due to the resemblance to flippers. There you go. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed the episode. I'm just going to do a little wrap-up, and then I have one more famous Selkie tale that I want to briefly talk about. So if you want to contact me via email to suggest an episode you'd like to hear or just to say hi, the email is 5minutefolklore@gmail.com. That's the word 5, not the number. So 5minutefolklore@gmail.com. And you can also find me on Twitter at Bob Shoy. That's at BOBSHOY. And if you want to help support the show, the best thing you can do for now is to leave a rating and a review on iTunes, because that really does help out a lot. And of course, you can tell someone else about it. So thanks in advance if you do those things. There's probably many more variations of Selkie folklore out there, so if you're interested at all, then I definitely advise doing some more research of your own. A great website that I want to recommend for Selkie information is orkneyjar.com. So the spelling of that is orkneyjar.com, so orkneyjar.com. And if you go to orkneyjar.com/folklore/selkiefolk, there's lots of information and more Selkie stories on there. Also want to say a massive thanks to Rebecca Chapman and Rick Dove for providing the voices featured on this episode. Thanks, guys. So the last Selkie story I wanted to talk quickly about, as mentioned before, it's told through a very famous song. So it's known as The Great Selkie o' Solskjaer, or sometimes The Grey Selkie o' Solskjaer, or sometimes Selkie is written as Silky. There's many variations. And it's a tale that's been told through song for many, many years by many, many different people. The basic synopsis is, and I'm just going to read this from Wikipedia. I'm not going to read out all the lyrics. You can find them online. I'm just going to read this quick synopsis. So it says, a woman nursing a baby laments that she does not know the child's father or where he lives. A man rises up to tell her that he is the father and that he is a Selkie, a changeling that takes the form of a man on the land and a seal in the sea, and that he lives on a remote rocky island called Solskjaer. He gives her a purse full of gold, takes his son, and predicts that she will marry a gunner, that's the man who fires the harpoon on a whaling ship, who will shoot both him and their son. So there's many, many versions of the song recorded over the years. You can find a lot of them online. I'm going to play us out with a really great version that I found on YouTube by Dora Darling Swan. So if you like it, you can check out some of her other music by searching her out on YouTube or visiting her website at doradarlingswan.com. That's D-O-R-A. DARLINGSWANN.com, Dora Darling Swan with two N's. She also has one of her own songs called The Selkies or From the Sea, which she also gave me permission to use on the show, and you've heard extracts of that between the different sections previously. So if you want to hear the whole thing, you can find that online as well. So a massive thanks to her for letting me use this song for the show. Thanks again, and thank you all for listening. This is Dora Darling Swan with her version of The Grey Selkie of Solskjaer.
Anas Linus, she sits and sings, and I she sings by Lily Ween. For little can I, my band's father, far less the land that
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.